An Alaska Marine highway shutdown would hit a lot of people in Angoon. Just ask Albert Kukesh III, the Southeast Island community's city clerk.
The ferry system is our lifeline. People use it all the time, and myself included, so it would be devastating to not have that option available to us.
Residents sail twice weekly round trips to Juneau to shop for groceries, household items, and other essentials. Kukesh says Angoon merchants would be left with empty shelves if there's no service.
We do have the one store, and they utilize the ferry system as well. If they have to start shipping their groceries in via plane or, you know, getting their own barge, that definitely, you know, hits us in the wallet also.
The State Department of Transportation has released a list of services that would be curtailed should the budget go unfunded. Other state departments have done the same. Spokeswoman Meadow Bailey doesn't expect a total shutdown, but there would be cuts.
It might be some closures, some reductions. It might be fewer hours. So really, we're not sure what the impacts will be yet. That's what we're working through with the Department of Law right now.
They're considering which services are required by the Alaska Constitution. Others might have to continue in some form due to federal requirements. Transportation cuts would also hit road maintenance, state-run airports, the Whittier Tunnel, and numerous building repair and other capital projects. Kukesh, Angoon City Clerk, says ferry cutbacks would also hurt lodges and guides, as well as personal travel.
The ferry system is the most economical way for many of us to travel to and from. And, you know, with the summer months coming up, a lot of traveling is going to be taking place, you know, either, you know, from us leaving or from family coming in. So, you know, not only does that, you know, hurt us getting out of Angoon, it hurts, you know, people getting into Angoon also.
The ferry system sails 10 vessels to and from 35 coastal communities in Southeast, South Central, and Southwest Alaska. Most have no road connection. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.